So we continue in John 17, reading this priestly prayer, this exposition of the communication between the Father and the Son. We can say it's a glimpse into that communication within the Trinity, and just how sincere and genuine and open in God, the Son's prayer towards the Father is. So it gives us an insight into what our prayer towards the Father should be. But he prays for them to be one. So unity. The Father's will is that we all be one, and Christ is praying for that. So we pray for that as well. We pray for unity within our families, within our parish, within the church, but unity within ourselves. That we don't live double lives, but we live that one singular life focused on Christ and on His church. He prays for us to be consecrated, that we become holy. The Father's will is that we become holy, to be consecrated, to be set apart, to be set apart for the things of God, of the Father. So we pray for that grace to remove from our life anything that might not be of God, anything that might be distracting or distancing us from the Father. We pray for that grace with Jesus to be consecrated in the truth. And He prays for us to have joy, to share His joy completely. And this beautiful spiritual fruit of the Spirit, of joy, this deep, abiding, confident assurance of the presence of God within each one of our lives. Not the passing pleasures of happiness, of sensation, but true joy, knowing that whatever comes our way, whatever distractions may be in our life, whatever turmoil and trouble we're facing, that we stay consecrated in the truth, we stay one with the Father, and we never lose our joy. This is the heart of the Father's prayer for each one of us. So Jesus says, I pray for them. He prays for us. And this is what St. Paul was saying in the first reading. It's also a farewell discourse. As he knows his end is near, as he knows he's on his way to Jerusalem and eventually to Rome, and he will be killed. And he's saying goodbye to this church in Ephesus, this community that he has loved so well, that he spent 3 years with, just sharing, as he said, the sweat of his brow, the work of his hands. He loved them, and he's given them this farewell discourse. And he says, the wolves will come to scatter you. I'm praying for you to stay faithful. The same prayer that Christ prays. And so let this prayer be a reality for us. As we prepare for this great feast of Pentecost on Sunday, this renewed outpouring of the Holy Spirit, renewed outpouring of the love of the Father and the Son upon this church and upon each one of us, we pray for that grace to stay united to the Father, that grace to be consecrated, to become holy. We pray for that grace to be full of joy, come what may. This is the Father's will for each one of us. May it be so.